During a special meeting last Wednesday to review the electric department budget, Mayor Dapcevich proposed trimming the department's travel budget by a few thousand dollars. The motion died for lack of a second. Cheryl Westover offered this explanation.
I'm going to say it one more time. I'm not an expert in the energy field, but, you know, I'm not going to sit here and nickel and dime this budget, and I'm not going to support any cut.
Westover's position drew support from John Sherrod and Heidi Raffelli. Moments earlier in the same meeting, Reber Stein had supported the mayor's motion to withdraw a $1.5 million capital request from the department for a redundant transmission line along Sawmill Creek Road. But Stein was making line-by-line reductions reluctantly. He went to the other side of the table during public testimony to get, quote, 3 uninterrupted minutes to talk about his objections to the budget process.
There's a chain of command. We can turn to the administrator and say, find us the money, and then we turn that job over to him. We don't have to vote against departments to reduce their budgets. It can be the administrator's job. Let's let him do his work. And I think we won't have to devote the Friday of Memorial Day, you know, trying to filter through city budgets.
Stein was particularly frustrated over having spent 90 minutes at a previous special meeting debating a $17,000 cut to the library. The mayor, who has always considered a close reading of the budget important to public accountability, responded by saying that any motion, large or small, by an assembly member regarding the budget was appropriate. The acrimony came to a head Friday evening in the special budget meeting that Reber Stein hoped to avoid. While the actual work revolved around the fairly routine chore of adopting a budget for the Sitka Economic Development Association, tempers flared during a discussion of the general fund. Heidi Raffelli believed that the general fund, which had been trimmed into the black by the administration, could go down another 2%.
Mr. Dinley was able to cut with his department heads where they thought they needed to go. My guess is they could take a look again. Several of the other assembly members have suggested, let's put it in the hands of Mr. Dinley. Let's put it there and see what he can do and what the other department heads can do. And I think 2% is not asking a volume that they can't handle.
Assembly members Kavanaugh, Osmond, Stein, and Westover spoke against the motion to cut an already balanced budget by another 2%. Mayor Dapcevich seconded Raffelli's motion, though, and pursued his point to the audience of mostly upper-level city staff.
You know, I look out in the audience here, and I'll bet you I don't see a city employee that makes less than $60,000 a year.
Mr. Mayor, point of order. This is where Robert's Rules of Orders come in. I don't think this is necessary.
That was Assemblymember Cheryl Westover calling for an end to attacks on city staff. Dapcevich overruled Westover's point of order and a subsequent point of order by Reber Stein that the chair was, quote, off the mark. Dapcevich went on to suggest that city employees were immune to the high cost of living that affected other citizens.
The point here is that they come to us and they put these budgets together that are going to cost increases in the future or the near future, and it's not going to impact them like the people that live in this town.
Westover then moved the previous question, forcing a vote on the budget reduction. The question failed 4-3, with Dapcevich, Raffelli, and Sherrod opposed. With discussion on the budget cut then reopened, the mayor took the floor again and went on to suggest that the city was getting less than good value from the staff, prompting a walkout from Westover and a fair portion of the audience.
I've been here for 8 years sitting up at this table, and you have to ask yourselves, yeah, you know what, I want the lawns to continue to be mowed too. Do they need to be this short, or can they be this short? Okay, I've walked in to city buildings and seen people sleeping in them. I've seen people sleeping in city trucks. I've seen department heads that don't put in a 30-hour week, let alone a 40-hour
week. Okay, I call for a break.
You can walk out of here, Ms. Westover, but I'm not calling a break.
Heidi Raffelli argued that her motion to cut the budget was not a slight on the professionalism of the staff, but an opportunity to prepare for even tighter budgets in the future. Reber Stein tried to sort out the positions of the two backers of the motion, but did not get very far.
the other sponsor has said that because they're department heads, their needs are different than the rest of the community, and that they're that they are serving themselves in the way that they approach.
Mr. Stein,
the
I will
process.
Ask you one more time not to put words into my mouth or to question my motives. You're out of line, and you're wrong.
The mayor then recessed the assembly and said aloud at the table, "Reber, what is your issue?" And Stein responded, "You are the issue," and questioned his management of the meeting. The pair subsequently moved their argument to the hallway. The meeting resumed a few minutes later with Cheryl Westover present. The motion to cut the general fund budget by an additional 2% failed 2-5, with only Raffelli and Dapsevich in favor. The final 09 budget will come before the assembly on first reading on June 10th. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.